Rusty Quill presents.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Season 7. We're starting the season off with something special. I hope you like it. Quick plugs. I've been streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/woebegonepod. On Sunday evenings, I write the episode soundtrack for that week, and on other days, I get increasingly infuriated at the logical journey of the Zumbinis, a children's puzzle game. So check that out if that's something that you want to see. In other plugs, Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone, where you can get ad-free early access to episodes, instrumentals, soundtracks, Q&As, director's commentaries, and more. I've said that so many times that I actually go somewhere else in my head when I say it. That is patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Doyon An, Mom Jokes, In, Kimberly Witkin, Josh Thompson, Funeral Candy, Linda Crux, Bree, Slawker, and Claire M. for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains gun violence. Listener discretion is advised. It also contains sudden loud noises, the timestamps for which will be in the description.
Hey, barkeep. Double whiskey, neat, with a water back, if you don't mind.
Coming up.
Thank you kindly. Really? What is it, Mikey? I'm trying to get some peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet? Where the hell are you? We have a job to do. We have orders from base. We're not on vacation. Trust me, I wish that we were on vacation, but we're not, and we can't go home until we do the correction, so we've got to find these guys.
Mikey, can't you just, I don't know, look out at the mountains and relax for a second? Ain't that mountain air refreshing? We don't even know what the fellas we're looking for look like. I say we let them come to us.
Double whiskey neat. Water back.
Appreciate ya.
in a bar?
Well, shit. Hey, Mikey, you got cash on you? Because all I got's euros. Hey, partner, didn't catch your name.
August.
Howdy, August. I'm Michael. Look, I've been out of the country. Forgot all I got in my wallet is some euros. I got a buddy coming, though. He'll square you away, I promise.
We take debit, you know.
Did you just tell him that I'm gonna pay for your drinks? Where the hell
are you? Alright, so here's the problem.
You think that just because we
my
got a job
debit
out
card ain't gonna be
like
activated for
Disneyland?
A couple years, so,
hello?
Here. Here's 100 euros for collateral. Hello? That's basically 100 bucks. And so if my buddy don't show with the money, then you got yourself a hefty tip after a little conversion fee. How's that sound? Mikey, I'm at the Sidewinder Saloon. Bring cash.
What the hell is that? You made it into town, I guess? How did you get there? We still have the car at the cabin. Did you just wander off? Michael, did you use the calculator? How about you get back?
He'll find us. He got his phone on him. He can look it up.
Yes, and you ain't from here, huh?
I wish. Most beautiful place on earth, in my opinion. Unfortunately, I'm here on business. We're staying in a cabin out in Glacier, though.
Selling crap to tourists. That's what most of business is out here, at least in town. People come in from Glacier and pay $15 for a cheeseburger, fooling their money, as they say. Hell, you seem on the level, so I'll let you know. I'm taking you for all you're worth on that well whiskey, even if you don't let me have the 100 euros.
No, that don't matter to me none. It's nice to have the company of someone who appreciates the same things as me. That's worth the price of admission. My brothers, they ain't exactly the outlaw type. We ain't salesmen, though. We're out here looking, let's call it, we're looking for some folks. How about that?
Bounty hunters. I got you. Heard your friend say y'all were working in corrections. Sounds like someone skipped bail. They from around here? I know most of the regulars. Bill back there playing pool got a record, but I thought he got his act together.
Nah, not him. Not anyone you'd know. Folks were after her from out of state.
Well, best of luck to you then. Say, where'd you pick up that pocket full of euros?
Got them in Latvia.
Couldn't point to it on a map, but bet you caught some stares out there looking like Jeremiah Johnson.
Mostly compliments, if you can believe it. Ain't a lot of cowboys up there. I like Jeremiah Johnson. Good movie.
So, you back home for good?
Heading right back to Latvia after the job's done, I'm afraid. That's our base of operations.
Say, what kind of bounty hunters are you exactly, working from outside the country?
Now, that ain't a subject for mixed company. You got someone trying to flag you down.
Hey, we're heading out, August. I'll catch you later.
Sure thing, Bill. Say howdy to Hannah for me. Y'all take care now. Well, you're my only customer left. Guess you can tell me what you're really up to, that you don't want getting out. I'm just pulling your leg. Got it. Stop secret. Change the subject. Coming right up. You ride?
Ride what? You mean horses?
Look around you. Motorcycles.
Barely even notice all the biker stuff hanging up on the walls. Yeah, I rode once or twice, but, you know, never enough to really get the hang of it.
That's a shame. There's nothing like it. You'd get a kick out of it. I got a Yamaha V-Max in the parking lot out back. That's how I got here this morning. There's nothing like tearing ass down the highway on it. My folks got a ranch out past town, so I ride out to see them as an excuse to go on a long drive. Don't get better than that.
Well, you can consider me jealous, partner.
You gonna stick around after you bust your perp? I'd let you test drive it.
That's mighty kind of you, but I really doubt it. You heard the call that I got. My brother Mikey's gonna drag us out of here the second that we're done with business. Goodbye, mountains. Hello, musty apartment.
Your name's Michael and your brother's Mikey? Don't that make both of you Mike?
No, he ain't actually my brother. We're like brothers, thick and thin.
I gotcha. And he does all of the worrying so you don't have to. I got a brother like that, too.
He really only covers this kind of worrying, and I gotta cover the rest.
Good deal.
He's right that I should be on the clock. It's just that I've been cooped up in that damn apartment in Riga for so long. I gotta get out and stretch my legs, you know? And I was laid up for a while, too. Got shot in the abdomen.
Look at you, getting into gunfights. And here I thought you was a tourist playing dress-up.
No, I'm the real deal, Pilgrim. Here, see?
Damn. That's a few inches away from the grave, Michael.
Yeah, well, the other guy got it worse. I hate it, but it had to be done. Gotta protect my men. Speak of the fucking devil.
Oh, wow, it's got the actual saloon doors. Michael! Look, I get the impulse, I really do, but we've got to get a move on. It's kind of a life-or-death situation here, man. You can't just disappear on us. We hadn't finished gearing up at the cabin.
Mikey, there's a dress code in here. You could have at least put on the hat that I gave you. And I was just catching up with my friend Sly here.
Sly?
August, this is the fella I've been telling you about. This is Mikey. Hey, Mikey, this is August.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Thanks. Michael, we really don't have time for this. This is actually the worst possible moment to waste. We're a few minutes away from the mission. It's crunch time. I had to get an Uber because Mike was still getting ready, and I had to find you because shit's going down now, imminently. Are you going to risk getting us killed to, what, grab a drink?
Killed? Everything okay? Do I need to call someone?
No, everything's fine. No need to call anyone. Mikey here just takes his job seriously.
Yes, I take my job seriously. Michael, reminder, if we don't do the thing that I can't say in front of this guy, then we're gonna have to do the other thing, and we could end up like our friend. So the compound... Michael, can we just talk somewhere in private and not in front of this guy?
No, because I don't need reminding. I know what I'm here to do, and getting a drink don't hinder that.
You don't know that. You could get us all killed.
Well, then I better finish my drink then.
There you are. Guys, we have a problem.
August, this is Mike.
So Mike, Mikey, and Michael, huh? I smelled something fishy with you two, but you two? Now I got questions.
Yeah, there's no time for this. Are we gonna loop in bartender guy?
His name's August.
Everyone, shut up. I was tailed on the way here. The Flinchites are coming for us. I had to ditch the car to lose them. They couldn't make it through the alley in the car, but they're still gonna find me. They're onto the correction. The boots are on their way here, so we need to get the fuck out. Preferably out the back door and not the way that I came in. Michael has the calculator, by the way, Mikey. I assumed.
Guess we don't gotta find our targets anymore. August, you get all that? It will be on the exam.
I forgot my pen. I didn't know I'd be taking notes.
You'll get the hang of it. You got a shotgun behind that bar?
Sure do.
Well, grab that, and if you would be so kind, escort us out the back of the building.
Sure thing. I'm not sticking around to get shot at. Let's get moving. Right this way, gentlemen.
So, which one of these is the getaway vehicle?
Well, August, how many does your bike sit?
2, 3 if the fella at the back don't mind the likelihood of eating pavement.
Alright, then, what do you say we get out of here and leave these two pilgrims to fend for themselves?
Not funny. Okay, so how do we get out of here?
Get down!
Fuck.
You gonna get me killed today, pilgrim?
I sure hope not. We just met.
We're cornered, Michael. There's no way out of the parking lot. What do we do?
Shoot back at them, dipshit.
Shit.
Your people ain't very good under pressure, Michael.
Well, I could have told you that. Mikey, fuck. Here, get us back to the cabin.
Fuck, Michael, be careful with that. If it breaks, we're stuck here.
The fuck is that?
If you're gonna be a scared little bunny, then you can put in the coordinates and I'll do the suppressive fire. August, you want to give me a hand here?
If you insist.
Alright, 1, 2, 3.
Rotten hell! What did you say they were called?
Flinchites.
Rotten hell, Flinchites! Tell them August Baxter sent you!
Yeah, tell them, Sly. That's for my hand, you fucking boots. Hey, Mike, you got a pulse over there? You've been quiet.
I'm hit. Fuck. It's not bad. I'm okay. I'm not down. It's just my ear. Shit. Wait. Is this how you got a cauliflower ear? I figure someone got pissed off at you and clocked you.
How you got yours?
Mikey, how we doing on coordinates?
We're ready.
August, we're about to transport to the cabin, to safety. We're taking you with us. It'll just take a second.
What the hell do you mean? How is that thing gonna get us out of here? I'm thinking these boys want a taste of something good. I got it for them. Fuck. Michael, I think I might have actually hit him.
Well, he should have thought about that before he started shooting at us. Look, bud, Mikey's getting us out of here in a split second. You ever spin around in a tire swing and the rope got all wound up and then you let go? Heads up, it's gonna feel like that.
What's gonna feel like that?
Traveling through all of time and space in an instant. Can we go now? Initiating transport in 3, 2...
Hold on to your hat, Pilgrim.
1.
I don't...
Welcome to Glacier National Park, August.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been here before. Michael, what the fuck?
We're safe and you're welcome.
What time is it? Time of incident was during the shootout, so we're past time now. Check in, Mikey. I'm gonna go clean up my ear. I'm on it.
And I'll get the TV.
You're the goddamn Reaper, is that it? I knew something was off when you walked in, like the air got sucked out of the room. I'm dead, ain't I? Never believed in that shit. Makes as much sense as traveling through time and space, or whatever you said.
I wish I were the Grim Reaper, Pilgrim. You're still alive and kicking. Mikey here used a device to transport us through space back to this cabin in Glacier. We call them calculators because of how they look. They were invented to move through time, but we like to move as laterally as possible. Helps keep everything straight.
I can see him. I've got eyes on Mikey.
I thought you were Mikey.
Here, August, take the binoculars. See that guy across the way in the other cabin? He's on the phone right now?
Yeah.
That's me. That's the original Mikey that experienced this event at this point in time. Right now, I'm on the phone with one of my friends, and I was catching up with him. And while I was on the phone with him...
This was what was all over the news.
The attack occurred moments ago in Old Brush Valley, inside of the mysterious compound known as Old Brush Valley Energy and Resources, or OVER. Maps of the area provided by inside sources indicate that this building was known as Building 357A, though the purpose of this building remains classified. The footage you are seeing now is from a drone on nearby private property. Old Brush Valley Energy and Resources, famous among conspiracy theorists for its classified operations and high security,
Old Brush
is not
Valley.
Allowing reporters
Never heard
or
of
photographers
we work
into the
there.
Compound at this time and have yet to release a statement. It remains to be seen who perpetrated the attack or why, how many people were injured, or the motivation behind the attack. We will continue to update you as it continues to develop.
The Flinchites were trying to rope us into that attack. That's what you were helping us escape from.
You came back in time to stop them from taking you hostage.
We've actually probably traveled back to this exact event multiple times to issue multiple corrections. That shootout wouldn't stop them. They can issue corrections just like we can. So there would have to be a lot more corrections than just that, and ones that we don't even know about. How's my ear look, by the way?
Like a raw steak.
It don't heal pretty, either.
You're... Sorry if I'm stating the obvious, but I want to put it out there in the open. So you're all the same guy. You're all Michael.
I like to think that we're all Mike, personally.
So you're the oldest one, I reckon. You weren't always a cowboy.
Cowboys ain't born sly, they're made.
Oh, and another thing. How did you know people call me Sly? I know I didn't tell y'all that my first name is Sylvester.
I suppose you gave off that impression.
Uh-huh. So if you didn't do that, then why is there still a big smoking crater in the side of that building?
We think they cut their losses with us and picked a different target. A guy named Hunter Jeremiah Hartley. And better him than us. Explains why he hates us so much. Well, one of the reasons. This doesn't break our arrangement, does it?
Nah, we was protecting ourselves. We didn't throw Hunter under the bus, we just stood our ground, and he can't blame us for that.
I'm sure that he does blame us, but no, I don't think we violated the terms of the agreement. We didn't talk to him, and we didn't kill him. And those were the only two parts of the agreement. This is way different than our whole murder mystery corpse problem.
Sorry, August. I know that this is a lot to process.
Huh? It's okay. I was looking at this 357A fiasco on the TV. Old Brush Valley. So that's what they shot up the Sidewinder about. Fuck. What am I going to tell my boss? Sidewinder and all the cars in the parking lot are full of holes.
Oh, no. They'll clean that whole embarrassing mess up. I'd be surprised if they left a trace. The Flinchites have the appearance of being tactical and surgical to keep up, after all.
Surgical, my ass. Someone's paying to repair my bike if I get there and there's so much as chipped paint. Mike, you were hiding behind it when you got hit. Did they shoot my bike?
Oh, me? No, I'm fine. Thank you so much for your concern. It's just some permanent scarring on my face.
I know you're fine, or I wouldn't ask about my bike.
Do your ears count as part of your face?
And that scar never made me any less handsome. You'll live. Your bike'll be fine, or repairs are on me, Sly.
See, that's how you know it's gonna be fine, because Michael can't afford to fix your bike. You picked a good mission to get caught up in, August. Usually something goes sideways and everyone dies, or worse. Yeah, I meant to say, thanks, August. You might have been the difference between making it out of there and not.
Glad I could be of assistance.
You ready to go back to the Sidewinder, partner?
What? Hell no, I'm not. What if they're still there? It's only been 5 minutes since we got here. I'm still dizzy from whatever you did.
So, this'll take a while to understand, but how much time has passed doesn't actually matter. That's how it goes with time travel. As of now, and by now, I mean as of the information of the shootout propagating into a future where the Flinchite administration is calling the shots, the Flinchites don't have any reason to be there. We aren't there, and they failed at that mission. When you get back, it will be as though nothing ever happened.
And if you're wrong about that?
Then you'll get shot to death? I don't know.
You're a good shot. You could take him.
We could send him to tomorrow if that would make him feel safer.
Y'all can really do that. Just push some buttons and it's tomorrow.
You just teleported into a cabin miles away from where you were standing. You don't think we can sit you down in tomorrow?
I don't doubt it. I'm just talking it out. How did you get that thing anyway? Is that Old Brush Valley place doing time travel? Is that what they're hiding in there?
See, he's smart. He's putting it together. He'll get there eventually. You ready to go, bud?
Well, I still got questions. And a shotgun.
Well, I got a time travel device and the knowledge that you're too good a man to stick us up for some answers. I really need a nap. Mikey?
Yep, transport in 3.
Be seeing you, Sly.
Sly.
Everyone got their quips in? 2, 1...
Ooh-wee, that was quite the adventure, boys.
You knew that guy.
Who?
Sly? Cut the shit. You went to that bar because you knew him.
Oh, yeah. Me and him go way back, or forward. 6 or 7 years from now. He already knew who I was the first time that I met him.
Michael lured us there, and we lured the Flinchites there. That's how the correction got done. Did you know that was going to happen?
Hard to tell, what with connectivity and all.
You knew. You have the scar.
It don't always happen. Be glad it did. Hey, what do y'all say we stay until tomorrow? We can get some rest, go fishing, go up and see Lake McDonald or something, grab some moose drool, put our feet up. I was laid up a long time in the apartment. I didn't get a vacation like y'all did.
That was your decision, Michael. Edgar would kill us if we broke 24 to take some time off without telling him. And the longer we're across the way here from Mikey and Edgar, the more chance of us accidentally propagating information and then jeopardizing the whole mission we just did. It's just not worth it. I'm sorry, Michael. It's just not a good idea.
Fine. Okay. We'll head back then.
And I have to get interviewed by Anne when we get back. Have either of you done your interviews yet?
No.
I'm nervous, which doesn't even make sense because I know that I didn't kill Hunter. You'll be fine. Like you said, for once in your life, you don't have anything to lie about.
You guys want to go back so bad, let's go back. Mikey.
Okay, coordinates. Hold on. Okay, coordinates are in. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, commencing transport in 3, 2, 1.
This has been Woebegone. This episode featured the voices of some of my favorite podcasters. Harlan Guthrie of Malevolent as Sylvester August Baxter. Harry from the Neither Here Nor There podcast as Bill the bar patron. And Nathan Lunsford of the Storage Papers as the television reporter. Listen to their podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. Isn't it weird that there are actually credits here? Weren't even thinking about all the biker stuff hanging up on the wall.
I don't really know what spluttering is, but I'll go with that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.